basketball action continues now on KDY.
Okay, our halftime. We're down to 2 minutes. They stopped it at 2 minutes on the clock. We've got a little auction going on here. Just a couple of items, I think, left. Yeah, somebody won that nice cooler, and a little girl came to claim it. She is a happy camper. All right, tomorrow night, there'll be two games going on. We'll have the West Plains boys at Parkview tonight, or tomorrow night, in Springfield. At the same time here tomorrow night, Lady Zizzers will be going for, it looks like, their 18th win when they will host Springfield Central. And then on Saturday night, that is, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies will play at Moberly against the Greyhounds, and we'll be at the Fitzsimmons-John Arena at Moberly for the 7 o'clock start here on KDY. And, of course, that'll take us up to Super Bowl Sunday and the Chiefs and the 49ers. Meanwhile, I'm checking here in the first half, West Plains had 7 turnovers and had foul after foul after foul. The fouls evened out a little bit toward the end of the first half. West Plains had 13 fouls in the first half, 8 against Parkview, but at one point it was like 11-1. But Parkview whistled for a few more. And I thought Parkview did a relatively good job handling the ball against West Plains' pressure. They threw the ball away 11 times. West Plains, though, had 7. And the first game that I didn't mention this, the JV game tonight, won by West Plains by a final score of 56-12. Okay, we're checking to make sure we're good. And looks like the auction is over. So, in 2 minutes, the second half will be ready to start here on Hot Country KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Well, they didn't give either team a chance to warm up after the halftime peek out activities, and so we came back quick. Alyssa Joyner and Olivia Lawson each with baskets, 46-12, West Plains with the lead. The Kelly Green Plaid Parkview Lady Vikings with the ball. They're down by 34 points. Austin Hall at the point. Turbo clock won't kick in until the fourth quarter. On the left wing, ball tipped away. And out of bounds from Brooklyn Haynes. It'll stay with Parkview in their front court. 6:59 left, quarter three. Inbound play in the front court. Parkview will set it up. Down the right side, bounce pass back to the corner. LaVille to the left wing. DeeDee Daly gives it back to Hall, who spins toward the middle. Now back to the baseline. They'll double team the basketball. Back out to the corner. Here's a three by Hall. No good. Ball tipped up. Picked up by LaVille inside. She can't get it to go. Picked up now by Olivia Lawson. Back to West Plains. Spin to the middle. Olivia from 5 feet. Up and good. Olivia has 12 points tonight. Now deflection out of bounds at the defensive end. And it'll be Parkview basketball with 6:16 to play. Inbound play, Hall down the right side of the key. Goes up. Scoop shot blocked. Picked up by Lucy Hafer. West Plains up the right sideline. Cross court pass underneath. Great feed from Olivia Lawson across. And the layup by Miley Adams, her first field goal. She has 3 points, 50-12 now. Zoe Scharnhorst in the ball game. She had to sit much of the first half with 3 fouls. In the right corner. Back to Hall to the point. Here's a shot by Daly, no good. Rebounded by West Plains, and they come back up the right side of the floor. Cross court pass, back out on the wing. Here's a set, a shot by Olivia, short. Ball will go long to the sideline, go out of bounds. It'll be Parkview ball. with 5:30 to play in the third. In the backcourt, it's Dee Dee Daly, Brooklyn Maston, Austin Hall, Sierra Clark, and Brooklyn Haynes, the five right now for the Vikings. Hall back, feeds it back. Here's a three short from the right wing by Brooklyn Maston. Back to West Plains. Three on three. Pull-up shot off the glass. No good. Picked back up by Olivia. Follow-away jumper is good. She is very good at that shot. From mid-range, she now has 14 points. Out front, now a turn and a face-up shot is good for two by Brooklyn Maston. She has her second field goal and has 8 points. She leads Parkview scoring so far tonight. 52-14, 4:45 and counting. In quarter number three, this fourth quarter is going to go by fast. Zoe Scharnhorst, she'll shoot the three from the left wing. No good. There's Olivia, put back good. Olivia Lawson has 23 points tonight. Hall stole it at midcourt. Take it away. All the way, Olivia lays it up and in. For Olivia Lawson, 56-14. Left baseline, Sierra Clark shot blocked and taken away by West Plains. Here they come back, 2-on-1, and now a whistle, and we'll have a foul called, a smart foul that time by Parkview. That was going to be just pretty much an automatic basket. So with 4:06 to go, it'll be West Plains back. They may have called that a kick instead of a foul. Now in the right corner, here's a three, no good. Rebound, Olivia, or Alyssa, no good. And a foul will be called on the rebound putback, and Alyssa Joyner will go to the free throw line. I've got the same problem that the official has. He can't see D.D. Daly's number very well because of her hair. Here's a free throw, good by Alyssa Joyner. Third foul on Dee Dee Daly, and the next free throw is good. 58-14. Alyssa connects twice. Austin Hall, left point, high post. Dee Dee Daly picked up by Alyssa Joyner. Her pass across, deflected, picked up down the left corner. Open shot for a two is no good by Brooklyn Maston. Long rebound goes out of bounds at midcourt. Did anyone touch it in pink? Yes. West Plains did touch it. And so it'll be Parkview basketball at midcourt. This is an odd color combination on the court tonight. Kelly Green and pink. Here's a shot from the wing. No good for a three. Rebounded by Zoe Scharnhorst. Up the floor. 2-on-2 break. Curling over the top. Lob it across. Baseline. Pull-up shot. Good by Olivia Lawson. Olivia has 10 in the quarter. 18 for the game. Stolen again by Olivia Lawson at midcourt. Takes it in. And that's good, too. That's 20. Scoreboard says 18, but that is incorrect. Down the lane, down the left corner. Maston with a pull-up shot. No good. Tipped out. Hall had it. Lost it. Chased down near time. Stolen back. And again, who else? Olivia lays it up and good. She's just gone off here. 22 for Olivia Lawson. Pass over. Here's a pull-up shot. No good. And a foul on the shot as Brooklyn Haynes is fouled with 2:46 to play in the third quarter. It's 64-14. This one is taking on the same look as the first time these teams played. Second foul call on Olivia Lawson for West Plains. And coming into the ball game for West Plains will be Zoe Shrub and Ashlyn Colton. Olivia Lawson comes out. Free throw again, no good. Right wing, right baseline. to the point. Zoe wide open. Zoe Scharnhorst for a three. No good. Rebound inside. Lucy Hafer puts it up and good. First basket for Lucy tonight. 66-14 with 2:20 to play. Pass in the low block. Maston turns, faces short shot. Ball comes off the deck, picked up. Now put up no good by Hall for Parkview. Fight for the basketball. Hall comes away with it. Back to the left corner. Maston, ball fake, moves to the left baseline. Jumper good from 15 feet. Brooklyn Maston in double figures now with 10 points. 66-16. Right wing, here's an open three, and that's good again for Zoe Shrub, who now has four threes in this game and 15 points. 1:40 to play in the third, 69-16. Austin Hall in the corner. On the right side to the top of the circle, pass to the high post. A turn and face, wide open shot is good by Brooklyn Maston. She has all 6 points in this quarter for Parkview. She has 12 for the night. 1:20 to go in the third, 69-18. Zizzers hold it. Now on the right baseline, back to the point. Zoe shoots another three, and this one no good, but the rebound putback is up off the back iron, tipped out of bounds by Parkview. She'll stay with West Plains. 1:02 to play in the third quarter. Sierra Clark comes back in the lineup for D.D. Daly. For the Vikings, inbound play underneath. Caught in the corner, whip it around to the right point. Pass to the high post. Bobble picked up by Alyssa. One bounce. Up hard and no good, but she got fouled, and she'll shoot two. With 56 seconds left, 56.8, if you want to split hairs. Second on Sierra Clark for Parkview tonight. First free throw is good by Alyssa Joyner. She and Olivia Lawson having huge nights. 27 points. Make it 28 now. Member of the 1,500 point club comes out of the ball game. 71-18, 56 to go, 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is 8 o'clock. This is KKDY West Plains. In the front court, Sierra Clark in the paint for Parkview. Trap, whistle, 3 seconds. Got to be 3 seconds. And it is. 15 turnovers on Parkview. None against West Plains here in this quarter. On the right, to the point. Bounce pass inside. Now tie up. That's a jump ball. It'll be Parkview basketball. There's the first turnover on West Plains in the second half. West Plains was up 42-12 at halftime. They scored 29 points in the third quarter. 23 seconds to go in the third. Down the key, Maston, double team back to the corner. No shot available by LaVille. Now bounce pass over to Maston. Drives in, got fouled. With 13.8 to go in the quarter. From what I can tell from here, Ashley Colton got called for the last foul. And they're going to give her 2 shots. First free throw attempt is good by Brooklyn Maston, who's really played well here in the third quarter. She now has 7 in the quarter, and she has 13 for the game. Next try, also good. 13 seconds, 71-20. 7 seconds to go, tipped out of bounds. They'll stay with West Plains in their front court. It'll be Lucy Hafer throwing the basketball inbounds right in front of the West Plains student section. Inbound play, Zoe with 5 on the right wing. Here's another 3, and no good. Ball comes off. Austin Hall has it. That's the end of the third quarter. So West Plains has stretched it out to a 51-point lead, and they lead it 71-20 going into the turnover clock fourth quarter, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Well, Pink Out Night has been a huge success already. Haven't heard the dollar figure on what exactly got raised tonight yet. But the ball game's certainly going West Plains way. We're going to have lots of new faces, I would imagine, but by the time this is done. Turbo clock is on. 51-point game. Baseline for West Plains. Lucy Hafer over the top at the right point. Another three by Zoe Shrub is off the back iron. Ball comes off the rebound. Missed. And now back to the point again. And Zoe again for a three. It's off the back iron. Won't fall. And picked up by Sierra Clark for Parkview. Austin Hall comes up the floor. We will be done in 7.5 minutes. Barring injury or timeout. In the left corner, bounce pass inside, tipped out of bounds by West Plains. And the clock keeps it ticking, 71-20. 7:10 and running. Inbound play, Hall in the corner with a catch and shoot for a three. Side iron, straight up in the air, no good. Got her own rebound, though, on the left baseline. Maston drives in. She missed the shot. And put back on the weak side, blocked from behind. West Plains comes away with it. You see Hafer. And Zoe Shrub that came away with it, actually. Free throw line, open shot, blocked from the side by Brooklyn Maston. On the attempt by Ashley Colton that time, down the front court. Maston on the side, drives across the lane. Behind the back dribble, free throw line, picks it up, kicks it over. Now bounce pass, low block, knocked away. And a steal for West Plains. They finally get control of it. Off the turnover in the front court. Picked up on a ball deflected and laid up and in by Ashley Colton for West Plains. 73-20. Here's a good play by Lucy Hafer. Anticipating the pass, tipped it away. Now gets it back from Cameron Brill. West Plains with the basketball. Melissa Joyner out. Olivia Lawson out. They're done for the night. In the left corner, bounce pass on the baseline. Colton goes up and scores. Great pass from the corner by Lucy Hafer. She's a very good passer. Basket will count. So Ashley Colton with her second field goal of the quarter and a free throw to come. Zoe Shrub comes out. Lucy Hafer comes out. In the ball game for West Plains, that's free. The free throw is no good. So 2 points is all she comes away with there. At the point, here's a catch and shoot, and no good. Rebound tipped out and picked up by, finally, West Plains. Ashley Colton comes up with the basketball. Julia Willard in the lineup now for West Plains. Cameron Brill out there. Miley Adams, Zoe Scharnhorst, Ashley Colton, three from the right side. No good. Rebound. Ashley Colton gets it. Puts it up in the left hand. Good. That's the way to do that. 77-20. 4:45 to play. We'll have a quick wrap up when this one's over. Bounce pass to the corner. Now underneath. Here's a shot. No good, but we'll have a foul call on West Plains. Will not stop the clock. Foul call is on Ashley Colton. In the act of shooting, so that'll require two shots here. For Rachel LaVille, 0-for-2 from the line so far tonight. The attempt is high in the air, off the back iron, and no good. Tomorrow night, West Plains here against Springfield Central. In girls play, boys will be in Springfield tomorrow night playing Parkview. That'll be here on the radio. Next free throw is good. One out of two for Rachel LaVille. Pass to the high post is knocked away. Picked back up by West Plains, though. Miley Adams over the top to the right side. Julia Willard dribbles to the baseline. It's cut off. Gets it to the free throw line. Ashley Colton wide open off the back iron. Won't fall. Rachel LaVille with the rebound. I have a foul call with the clock running at 3:28. Ashley Colton with her third foul of the ball game. She's had a good game tonight. She's got 6 points. Coming out of the lineup, Miley Adams for West Plains. back in the lineup for West Plains, Alani Wahome, and she'll be playing in the middle of the West Plains zone defense. Here we go, back to play, right side, a quick shot for a three from the wing, no good. And Wahome ties up Sierra Clark for the rebound. It'll be Parkview basketball. 2:45 and running. In the left corner, back out on the side. At the right elbow, Mastin. And we'll have a foul call on West Plains on Galani Wahome, and that'll be her first foul. Inbound play at the right point for a two. That's not good. And a tie up on the rebound. It'll be West Plains basketball. West Plains led by 14 after one. At halftime led by 30. By 51 at the end of the third. And right now it's a 56-point game. Clock under 2 minutes, 1:50 to play. Zoe Scharnhorst to the right side. West Plains is playing a little catch. They're not looking to run it up. Running time off the clock, 1:35, low block. Wahome back to the right corner. Pull-up shot for a two is an air ball. It'll go out of bounds on the opposite side off the miss that time by Ashley Colton, and it'll go back over to the Vikings. 1:22 and count. Parkview with Austin Hall to the right point. Here's another three attempt. No good. Rebound, though, Sierra Clark inside. Her shot blocked by Wahome. And she'll be called for the personal foul for West Plains. Parkview has played six players tonight. That's it. Sierra Clark with 52 seconds to go on the clock. Free throw try number one is good. This is going to be eerily similar to the first score between these teams. Next one is also good. 77-23 with 30 seconds to play. Julia Willard right corner on the baseline. Wahome back to the corner. They'll move it around the perimeter. Zoe Scharnhorst has it taken away out front. Turnover, West Plains. Now shot for three, no good, with 7 seconds to play. Rebounded by West Plains, Ashley Colton. And that will be the basketball game. West Plains wins in a rout, 77-23 over Parkview. Back to wrap it up in a minute on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
It was a romp, a blowout. No contest, 77-23, West Plains wins for the second time over Parkview this season. So, scoring for West Plains, Alyssa Joyner, 27, and Olivia Lawson had 22, so they combined for 49 points, 49 of the 77, but other players played well tonight. Zoe Shrub had 13, including four threes, 6 points for Ashley Colton, 4 points for Cameron Brill, three for Miley Adams, and 2 points for Lucy Hafer. Hey, since you're up here, put this on, why don't you? And we'll get the lowdown from Ashley about what happened tonight from a fundraising standpoint. Brooklyn Mastin had 14, 4 points for Austin Hall, two apiece for Sierra Clark and Brooklyn Haynes, and 1 point for Rachel Lavelle. All right, I've been telling people that we were going to try to get Ashley up here to talk about this. How did it go overall, you think?
Simply fantastic. I mean, I have no other way to describe the support of our community, the support of our Scissor fans who came out tonight and who also contributed, whether that be through donations or ticket sales, T-shirt sales, however you played a part in this. Wow, just a simple, great, big thank you. We do not have a grand total yet tonight. We are going to do a check presentation here at the Ladies Scissor Basketball game next Thursday evening. So stay tuned for that grand total to be announced. But I believe you are going to see a record-breaking year this year.
Wouldn't be too surprising, and I know this doesn't happen without the help of so many people that throw in on this thing. Jack Randolph is the first guy that comes to mind, but there are so many people that contribute to this with no expectation of anything. Just they just want to do it for the right reason.
Absolutely. Just from the generosity that our community has, from our partnership with West Plains Bank and Trust Company, our friends at Ozark Healthcare, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins and his crew. They were instrumental parts and continued supporters of our Ladies Zizzer Basketball Pink Out event. A lot of other supporters, DRS. I hate to be sitting here naming all of the supports that we have because I certainly will. But just know from the Zizzer family and from West Plains Schools, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. The impact that your donations are going to make on those battling cancer in our community is exponential. Just thank you so much.
It sure doesn't hurt to have a business like West Plains Bank and Trust get so involved in this, does it?
Absolutely. They have a great love for our community, and it definitely shows in a night like tonight how they all pull together. I mean, I would guesstimate this evening here at our event there were probably between 30 and 40 West Plains Bank and Trust employees here present.
Wow.
Working in some capacity. So thank you, West Plains Bank and Trust Company.
Thank you, Ashley. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. All right. So the final score again here on Pink Out Night is 77-23. And next game tomorrow night, Central will be here for girls basketball. Here on the radio, we'll have the boys game from Springfield at Parkview between West Plains and the Vikings. Final again here, 77-23. Thanks to Nate Hudson in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchinson with a final again, 77-23, saying goodnight from West Plains High School.